Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
We're back.
We're back.
It seemed...
I know, that was like low and spooky.
Yeah, Halloween is over.
I also have no voice.
We just came home from Vegas because that's I don't know if you know, but Carly's 40.
Jiget for waking up in Vegas.
Did you just make that up?
No. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is.
Oh, that's yeah, yeah.
Katy Perry.
You could have started with shut up.
I know.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm 40. It is the birthday that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friends.
Crushing it so far. Wow.
Wait, I got funny when I turned 40.
Aww.
Did I ruin it?
You did. Okay. You just have to like let it flow.
I don't know how to do that.
At the end of our Vegas trip, Andrew was like, it's finally over.
Oh, my God. I think no one was more excited for it to be over than him.
He was stressed to plan it well, and he did a really good job.
Yeah, he did.
Andrew, you crushed it. It took 40 years.
Wait, he just started listening to the podcast again.
Shoot.
I came downstairs into the office, and I heard my voice, and I was like, what are you listening to? And he's like, do you want to listen to yourself again? I said, no, I already listened to it by myself. I don't need to listen to it with you. And I said, why are you listening to the podcast?
Why not?
I don't know. And he said, because it's been on my to-do list for a year. So I'm backdated.
Wow. Pedro does too. He was like, I'm not afraid of, oh, I have to redact a statement. Pedro is not afraid of spiders.
Oh, what's he afraid of?
It was like the millipede centipede things.
Oh, yeah, they're gross.
And it's not a fear. It's just yeah, they're gross. I was like, I'm so sorry. I got it wrong. So I'm here to clarify.
Wait, there. The show Nobody Wants This, which if you haven't started it, it's really, really good. It's with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody.
Is it?
Victoria did not like it.
I watched season one and I was just like, she's annoying.
But that got me hooked with season one.
It wasn't bad. I'm not like, yeah, let me get into season two.
Well, it's about two sisters who podcast together. And like they sort of sometimes fight when they are podcasting. And then the one boyfriend does not want to be talked about on the podcast. And it just reminded me of Andrew's never said that. But
what doesn't I'm not what sure. You don't know won't kill you.
I'm not sure if he likes me airing everything on the podcast about him, but you know, if you watch the show, maybe we will have an Andrew's Corner.
A shame. This started with a compliment.
Yeah.
And it went awry.
As it does.
Either way, let's circle back. Andrew crushed your birthday.
Yes. I think.
Truly.
I always put a lot of expectations on my birthday. On life. And he always seems to feel like he failed, even though he didn't fail.
No, he does, because you tell him he does. Andrew, I got your back. You're not alone.
This year, he exceeded all of the 21 birthdays I've spent with him. So, I mean, I spent 21 birthdays with him, and this year, seriously, was, like, sick. It was so good.
21 birthdays. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's more than half my life.
1 year more.
1 year more! Yeah, we're still hungover.
I honestly didn't drink that much. It was an energy hangover. The amount, like, Vegas just sucks it out of you.
Well, because we're on a time difference. So we're 3 hours behind or 3 hours ahead. So, like, when you get there, you just go, go, go. And then at midnight, it's really 3 a.m. in our bodies. So, like, we're overly exhausted. And when you're only there for 3 days, you just go nonstop.
Yeah, it never regulates. And our first day was like a 4:30 wake up, and we went all, like, there was no time to reset or just like hang out.
If anybody is thinking about going to Vegas, it's really fun. Bring your family. Go see all the dirty shows that Andrew has to offer in Vegas with your family.
And Bob Marley.
So good. But it was really fun, and I've been to Vegas. I can't even count the amount of times now, but it's so different going with your family because it was so much fun. I was so excited to show everybody what Andrew does, and also just, you know, I I'm always with my kids, and I was with my kids all summer while Andrew was away. So it was really nice, no offense to my children, to just go be kid-free for three
days. I think that's normal. I think you don't do it enough. I think you, like, binge. Like, you're with them so much all the time. They come everywhere. They do everything with you, which is amazing as well. But then you're desperate for time just with adults. Instead of doing it, like, little bits at a time. Like, mom and dad are going to go on date night.
Yeah.
Like, normally, maybe not every week, but, like, twice a month.
Yeah.
And you don't do that.
No.
So, I think you need to do that more.
I'm going to go big or go homer. I said homer.
You did. We were going to bypass it, but then you didn't bypass it.
Yeah, I do things very hardcore, 100%, and then I don't do them at all.
So you're not hardcore, unless you live hardcore. And the legend,
legend
of the rent
was way hardcore.
You're all welcome for that.
Wow.
Yikes.
Okay. So what are we talking about today?
Christmas.
You know I'm an early Christmas celebrator, yep. And I know there's a lot of you out there. And Victoria said, why are we talking about this? And I said, because by the time we get to the December season, the Christmas season, and if we did this episode then, it would be too late. Your plans are already made. Your traditions are already, you know.
Tradished.
Oh, I like that. And then you're like, oh, I got to remember that for next year. So if we talk about it early, you can set it up for this year so that you don't miss anything. If one of these jumps out at you and you say, oh, I really want to do those, then you won't miss it.
How come you haven't said anything about my Christmas sweatshirt?
Sorry, she's wearing a Nutcracker sweatshirt.
But they're like...
sparkly?
Cute.
Yeah.
I got it from... oh, it's a medium.
Your tag was still on?
It's a medium.
Where'd you get it?
Berkeley E. Johnson's.
Berkeley Johnson?
A wholesale. BJ's.
Oh.
It's French and...
I heard Berkeley and Johnson.
Yeah.
What?
That's what BJ stands for.
It stands for Berkeley and Johnson?
Is this a trick?
I had no idea what...
What did you think it stood for?
Like, our cousin BJ.
Baby Jeannie. Hold on, now I have to fact check myself because you're so shocked that I feel like it's wrong.
It's BJ's also freaking freezing in this house, and that's why I'm under a blanket.
That's a lie. She showed up at the door chattering her teeth outdoors.
It's so cold.
And it's 66 and I have the heat on.
Oh my God, I needed a blanket. Usually I'm not like this. But anyway, while she's fact checking. So I don't know how you all feel. Don't mind me. I'm just looking at my list. But this was my thinking. Now, Victoria, tell me if I'm wrong. Are you still fact checking?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. Okay,
well, we can do that later.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
So I felt like during COVID, after COVID, everybody went nuts with wanting to celebrate Christmas and buying all the gifts and spending all the money. And this year, I feel like it's not that way. One, because tariffs are high, shipping is high. People are not making as much money as they did even like 3 years ago.
Oh my God. Not even since last year. And everything, food is expensive. Everything's expensive.
What's it called?
Inflation?
Inflation. Thank you.
You pulled out tariffs, but you didn't say inflation. No. Also, I was wrong and right. It's Berkeley Jensen.
Berkeley Jensen. And Jensen. Not, Berkeley Johnson.
Not else. Johnson. Yeah. As if that was what it was. You don't recognize that logo?
I do. I never knew that that was BJ. Baby Jeannie.
Starts with a B and starts with a J. So
anyway, so I feel like during COVID and after COVID, people were just so excited to get back to normal life that they went big. I know we did at home for Christmas because we wanted the kids to have a normal Christmas and like just we went all out. And we can't do that this year. One, because I had a really expensive 40th birthday.
40th month.
And also because everything is more expensive.
Yeah.
But
you got your kids used to
a
lot.
Yeah. But here's also the thing, which I asked them the other day. Name me three of your favorite gifts from last year that you got from Santa.
Did you see this on like Instagram? I just saw it this morning and it's brilliant.
Guess what? Couldn't remember.
Stop.
No. They could only remember. Dean couldn't remember any. And Melody and Lewis only remembered one gift that they loved from Christmas last year.
Oh my God.
After the thousands that we spent.
Yeah.
So if you are listening to this with kids, I forgot to say, maybe don't listen to it with kids. If your kids are in the car.
Mom and dad still buy presents. Mom and dad
yeah.
buy presents for lots of people.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. But yeah. And that just really doubled down on the fact that I was like, no, we're not doing this year. You can make your list and that's fine. But we are not. I'm not going to go overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they do remember, because then I started asking the questions of like, what was your favorite thing that you did last Christmas? They started remembering, they could remember all of the things that we did.
Right.
They could not remember the gifts. And like, isn't that...
Our brother started doing that for birthdays. He does not buy items and material stuff. He gives experiences.
Yeah.
For their birthdays now.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, he doesn't buy Josie or Billy like stuff.
He's been taking them to shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go to wrestling things. They go to, I forget what show he just took her to.
He took her to Kids Bop, Descendants and Zombies concert.
Yeah, but it was also a Broadway show.
And Juliet, yeah.
Which I think is brilliant because they'll remember that.
Yeah.
I remember stuff that we did as a kid.
But as a kid, you also remember waking up to a pile of presents. That I do remember. So it's hard.
Yeah, you do.
You don't remember?
No, but not every kid is like that.
Right.
Not every family is like that.
I'm not saying that you need to take away all the gifts. I'm just saying maybe think this year, if you're in the same boat as us, maybe downsize a little bit, but make it bigger on the experiences. And the things that we're going to talk about today, the traditions you can start or the experiences, are actually, most of them are free.
This is Carly's rodeo. We are just here for the ride.
So
let's go.
All right. Traditions that you can start this year if you haven't already. The first one is called Santa's Blanket. So again, if you're listening to this in the car with kids, don't.
It's too late. Figure it out, everyone.
So what we do in my house is we do Christmas, actually on Thanksgiving when the elves come, because we have elves, our elves leave Christmas pajamas to be worn on Christmas Eve.
And to be clear, we have had elves before Elf on the Shelf was a thing.
Since 1985.
And Mom had one in the 50s.
Yes.
And Vicky had one in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they did not try to make this a thing,
we would have been millionaires.
Millionaires.
Billionaires, maybe.
Whoa. No, actually, probably.
Probably.
So we've been doing elves and have elves. My elf is named No.
My elf is named Flo.
Because she's hormonal and I don't give a shit. And have never.
They came with that name, and my brother's is Mo. Mo money, Mo problems.
Homo. Homo money, Mo problems. Okay.
Yeah. So they were named correctly. But we each had our own. We did not have a family elf. Oh, wait. And our mom's elf name was McGillicuddy.
And Andrew's elf's name is Al Roker.
So we each had an elf. Not every family does that. A lot of people have a family elf. They popped around the house. They dropped little gifts every now and then, like a pair of like earrings or whatever. So we were doing the elf thing before the elf thing was cool.
100%.
Just putting
just
that out.
Had to let everyone know what they're doing with Elf on the Shelf now is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
If you're a part of that, you do you, boo. It's too much work.
However, I cannot wait till our elves show up so my kids fall in line.
Oh.
Every day I'm like, Dean, when your elf gets here, I can't wait for him to like not give you presents. I said that to him yesterday. I was really, really angry.
It's a Grinchy house lately.
Wait, so real quick, our elves' names are Bobbin. Melody's elf's name is Bobbin.
She was really into Red Red Robin.
And she couldn't say it, so she called it Bobbin. Because I let my kids name our elves. Lewis's name is Mike the King, after our Uncle Mike. You know, it was Mike and Matt, but now it's Mike the King.
You're doing great.
Okay.
This is fun.
And then Dean's, his name is Shoshanana.
Which means Jeep.
Jeep.
Because he couldn't say Jeep, but he was obsessed with Jeeps on the street. And he would call them Shoshananas.
So he named... So when they're old enough to talk, I say, great, what's your elf's name? And it's the first thing that comes to their mind. For Melody, it was Bobbin. For Lewis, it was Mike the King. And for Dina, it was Shoshanana.
It's a drag elf.
Shoshanana be fierce. All right.
Shoshanana and Al Roker.
And Al Roker. But they do. They hop over to our mom's house, and it's very fun. Anyway, the first one is called Santa's Blanket. So while our elves bring Christmas pajamas, this is on Christmas Eve. You can put a new blanket, like when the kids are sleeping, put a new blanket on them. Now, I don't particularly know if I want 18 blankets by the time they're 18, like 18 Christmas blankets, or it can go away. And you can magically bring it out every Christmas Eve. That I think I like better.
I like that. Or you get a new one every year and you donate that other blanket to a shelter.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
I think right now we have to help our shelters as much as we can.
That's a really great idea. The next one is a new vinyl while decorating. So this is one of my favorites because, again, it's not completely free, but it's like a $20 thing. We have a record player.
Oh.
I love... a record player. I think it's really fun to have. And this is just, I know going over Christmas morning to our mom's house, she plays the same record while we open presents at her house, which is something
Bing Crosby
I will always remember. So this is while you're decorating your Christmas tree, you can either get a new record every year or listen to the same one. And those songs will just remind you every year, like it's the best time of the year, you know? So either get a new one or listen to the same one and then purchase a $300 record player too. So it might not be free.
Oh my gosh. They don't have to be $300. I don't have one. I don't have room for one right now. But when I have a house, I would love a record player.
I just love the putting it out and it – I just love it.
Crushing it.
Again, I said they were all free. This one is not free either.
So far that none of them have been. I just want to point out, not one of them have been free.
This one I love, and it doesn't have to be expensive, a book advent calendar. So for the 25 days of Christmas, you do one book. They get one book every night to read. Now, for Dean, who gets read the least to, I think this is a really great idea, which I think we, Andrew and I, are going to do. Like, just him, he gets a new cheap, go to the dollar store, get a dollar store book, just something for them that you can read to them. And poor third child just doesn't get read to. So
they also, I don't know if you've you don't walk around as much as I do, but like all those, what is it?
Free libraries.
The little free libraries.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what a good idea.
Just do that, like, trade. I think you trade it.
Yeah, so when you're done with the book, go put it in another free library. You don't have to keep all 25. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So Victoria's making mine better.
You know, just trying to make them free.
We do this next one, and I love it. And this is actually the thing that all three of my kids, the number one thing they remember every year and want to do every Christmas. They named it something really cute.
Does it involve baking?
Mm-hmm. They named it Cookie Hooky Day.
Oh, my God.
So they take off from school. You wake them up and don't tell them that it's the day. You know how some people are going to Disney. Mine would be like, you're going to Yaya's to bake cookies instead of school. They would die.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. So just a random weekday in December, you let them stay home from school and you bake cookies. And that is the stuff that they will remember, not the plastic toy.
Oh, yeah. Now, what do you do already, though?
We just come over on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I usually drink the wine, and Victoria does all the baking.
Yeah. But I prefer it that way because that, not necessarily the bake. Yeah, they just decorate.
They decorate. Victoria has the dough already made.
Yeah, it's the cookies are made and the whole place is clean up ready.
Love it.
I'm down.
So technically that's not free because you have to buy the ingredients.
Not free for me.
No, it's free for me. It is BYOB though. But that is a great one because that is the when I said to them yesterday in the car, what do you want to do? Like, what's one thing you want to do this Christmas season? They said, go to Yaya's and bake cookies.
Every year. I love
it. So just like, that's an easy one. And if you can do it where they can take a day off of school, that's definitely something
they'll remember. Carly's kids go to the school the least. amount of all children in the world, Carly's school, they never go.
I like that they go to the school of life. It's never like, oh, they're sick, they don't go to school. It's like, hey, we're going to Vegas. Hey, we're going, I'm taking you to New York today. Hey, we're going to have a date today. Like, it's always, I'm taking them somewhere because I feel like.
I love that you started with Vegas. I love that. And their math is like, all right, we're putting 50 down. We're going to bet.
It's a life trip. It's a life lesson. They're learning things. They're seeing new places. And, you know.
That's a stripper.
It's a life lesson.
That's what a pole is for.
Last year, I let them take off and we went, you know, snow tubing and we went to the Poconos and we all got norovirus. It was a lesson learned.
Oh my God, you
don't do that again.
You went with it. Yeah, you did.
All right, the next one, which I already talked to my kids about. I think this is a great one. Kids or no kids, a living room sleepover where you all sleep in the living room, get all your blankets out, sleeping bags, you drink hot chocolate, you watch Christmas movies, and you all fall asleep in the living room.
Done.
Free.
Yeah.
Except food expenses.
And except for the really expensive couch that you should have for it. We want a couch. It's $2,000.
That's okay.
Or no, I think it's more than that.
Okay.
I think it's more than that. But it's the couch with like...
The whole thing is filled in.
And then you move it. Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
That's the only thing going to be on our registry.
I love that.
But for that type of reason.
Yeah.
I mean, use the floor too. That's free too.
Well, Melody was like, do I get the couch? I was like, heck no. You have a million blankets. You're sleeping on the floor.
Well, you have air mattresses.
But I think that's fun. That's something they'll remember. Oh, can we stay up late, watch Christmas movies, and all sleep in the living room?
Yeah.
Now, we all sleep in my bedroom, so it's really not that big of a difference.
I love that you advertise that.
I don't know how else to say it. Next one, which I think everybody should do. December donations under the tree. Have your kids or yourself, because I know I have a ton of things. Go through your stuff, put it under the tree, especially for kids so they can actually see. Kids learn by seeing. So if they can see all the donations that are going to go to other kids, it's a more visual thing than just being like, go find toys you want to give to other kids. Actually put them under the tree until you take them to whatever donation you're going to give to them. But make them do it. Make them gift their toys. Make them put them under the tree.
You mean physically, unwrapped.
Yes.
This is what I'm donating today.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a donation advent calendar too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like one toy a day.
Yeah. I'd like to do 6 toys a day.
But it has to be more than the 25th though. To be able to, to get them to children who need them.
Who need them.
So it depends on how you want to do that, but it's a good way to, number one, donate, help another family, and also, you know, purge stuff that you just don't need.
I think that's a great idea and something that my kids, after being the referee to my kids constantly, I need them to do something for somebody else. And I think that's a good visual for them to see all these toys are going to go to kids that, you know, need them. Okay. I'm a little late to this one, so I'm a lost cause, but this one's called.
We knew that. Wait a second.
Save the holiday pajamas. So I'm 11 years too late, but what they say, which is a really cute idea, is to save your child's if you're like me, I get them new Christmas pajamas every year. Save them and make them into a tree skirt for them when they get older, or save them and make them into a Christmas blanket when they turn 18.
Carly, you have time.
No, I don't have Melody's first pajamas.
No, but you can start at 11 or 10.
Yeah,
you
I
have,
guess.
You have...
I have them somewhere downstairs, but
you're
I don't...
also never going to make a skirt. I love this idea, but it's never going to happen.
But...
How's your wedding dress under your bed? That's quite literally disintegrating. But she's saving it to make a pillow? Or to make... What were
you
doing?
I was going to see if Melody wanted to wear it.
Oh, never mind.
I was going to make it into like a christening dress, but we have
that's what I was thinking.
A christening dress that we've been using for 80 years at this point because it was pop-ups. So that was never going to happen.
Yeah.
It was good in my mind, though. I also don't want to tear up my dress because I want to wear it again.
To her next wedding. Because Andrew won't be there.
I wanted to get a vow renewal in Vegas, but our mom wasn't there and I knew she'd be upset. And my brother wasn't there, so. So I didn't. Okay, this one is great for your partner, for your kids, for anybody. Letter under the tree. So what this is you write a letter to your significant other, to your kids, about the best moments of that year, like a recap. What you loved about that year, what made you proud of that person, what was exciting, and you put it under the tree, it's a letter, like in a card, so that they can read it. And I think that's really...
Like on Christmas morning?
On Christmas morning, yeah.
That's nice.
Not from Santa, but from you, you know?
Well, yeah, because Santa wasn't with you all year. Why would Santa give you a letter? That's silly. That's actually uncomfortable.
Because he's always watching, and he always knows. He knows when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake.
That was good.
Thank you. I was trying to do it as a monologue.
You were.
Do you know when you're in acting school and they make you talk a song as a monologue?
But it, like, rhymes, so you also have to make it not rhymey, but it still rhymes.
Side note, I was on tour with Respect, the musical. Look it up. And my director made me stand in front of everybody else and sing, I believe the children are our future, as a monologue.
Was that not mom?
No, she was the choreographer.
Oh.
And I had to like pull out every acting chop I had and pretend to cry because I was like, I'm mortified. So if I just don't cry from embarrassment, maybe they'll think that I'm acting.
Carly, why is that embarrassing? You're supposed to be an actor.
I believe the children are our future.
But that's, why are you saying it like that? Why are you so sad? Why can't you be hopeful? I believe the children are our future.
Everybody's searching for what?
I don't know the words. I would have done the next line
for
if I knew
a
the
hero.
Words. Everyone's searching for a hero.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
It was so hard. I kid you. My face was red and I was like, I don't want to be an actor anymore.
This is why we didn't make it. This is why we did not make it.
Guys, try it. Stand in the mirror.
It's free.
Sing.
This is the only free thing she said.
Sing a song. Say it as a monologue. Okay? You know what would be a good
one? I like big butts. I cannot lie.
I can buy myself flowers.
That thong.
Thong thong.
The thong thong thong.
It's really hard. It's really hard.
Guys, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You're damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
Wait, that was good.
I know.
That was really good acting.
Move on.
Okay.
Please move on.
Okay. Coco in the car night.
What?
Which I feel like we've talked about this before. I do this with my kids every year.
Oh.
You make hot chocolate and you go around and you look at everybody's amazing Christmas lights. And that is free minus the cocoa and the gas.
And the cleaning supplies to clean up the hot chocolate in the car.
But it is, I mean, how much more wholesome can you get? And if you're like us or you're like me, I love decorating the outside of my house. I appreciate when people stop. So, you know, if you like a main road, stop at our house.
But also don't stop at her house because you're going to get an accident.
Okay, we only have a couple more left.
Hopefully some of them are free.
Well, this one's not. It's called reverse trick-or-treating. You know, instead of going to somebody's house and asking for candy, you go around the neighborhood, anybody who has lights up, and you leave a little bag of something like a hot cocoa thing or whatever just to say, hey, thank you for your lights. I really appreciate the front of your house. Or just you go around your neighborhood and say, Merry Christmas.
You know, normally I'd think like, why? Like, why do that? People, yeah. You know, people have lights, have decorating. They can afford their own thing. I think we're losing a lot of hope right now in the world. and a lot of promise or like brighter days ahead and things are not going to be this hard and just generally as a blanket statement. So I like that just because maybe that person that put out lights is like, I'm not doing this next year. I'm too tired.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Whatever the, you know, the story is.
We just had a bad day.
And I think that's a really nice like glimmer in what is just feels like a very, very dark year.
Like, I think the small things really mean a lot more this year specifically. Yep. Like the small things. It's not about the big things and the big gifts and all that stuff. Like I make the kids, I don't make them, they actually love doing it, bring cookies to the fire station and the police station every year. Do I make them? No, but I make it look like I do. And they go in and say, thank you for your service. And they enjoy it. They get on the fire truck. The firemen are really nice. The police officers, super, super nice. And I just think it's those small little things like, hey, thank you. Just thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for letting me get out of my house on the main road every day, police station. That's all.
I try to leave cookies to my police station and they're never there. The door is always locked and I'm like, oh, come on. If I needed something, I'd be dead. And I leave them and then I'm like, hopefully someone gets these.
Yeah, the squirrels. Okay.
Oh,
this one I'm going to do this year. Absolutely. Is it free? No. But I'm going to do it.
I'm not writing that this is a free Christmas tradition to-do list in the title.
Okay, no. Can you write free? Almost.
Free, almost, and then not really at all.
Except one. The, wait, what? It's called Nighttime Presents. Sorry, I was in Vegas.
I don't like the name of this. Nighttime Presents. This sounds sexual.
No, not presents. Presents. Like, not my presents. Nighttime, my presents. Nighttime unboxing.
Exactly. Oh. You dummy. You're so dummy.
Where's the dong gong?
Oh, it's over there.
Too far. So what does nighttime presents mean, you ask? Okay, so what happens on our Christmas morning, and I think even if you don't have kids, this is a great, there's just so much presents all the time. Save your mom, like I give the kids presents, mom and dad give the presents, and our mom and dad used to give us presents as well from herself as well. Mm-hmm. Save those for Christmas night. There's so much unwrapping happening on Christmas morning. Like if you ask my kids what we gave them, they wouldn't know. Save them for Christmas night. It's something to look forward to. All the Christmas morning stuff is done, but you have at least, you know, two gifts at night to look forward to.
Or the next day.
Or the next
day. The next morning.
Yeah. I think that's a great one. And like even for Andrew and I, we're not doing gifts this year because he spent our life savings on my 40th birthday.
He spent savings you don't have.
Yeah. I literally looked around and I was like, thank you so much for this. How did we pay for it? He was like, don't worry about it.
Well, I'm not going to let you know.
He's in OnlyFans. Actually,
nightly presents.
Nighttime presents.
Nighttime presents.
He is a nighttime present. But save some presents for Christmas night.
That's not, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
And the last one. Oh, yeah. I did like this one. So if you're not doing presents for your significant other, which, like I said, I am not, which I probably will and he won't because we're supposed to not. Because
he's
always
following the rules yeah. And you don't care.
Yeah, I don't like rules. But when I see something for somebody, I like to buy it. But give each other just an ornament of something. You know there are tons of ornaments on Amazon, at Target, and they literally have an ornament for everything.
Yeah.
You like a pickle? They have a pickle. You like sushi? They have sushi.
Yeah.
Like they have an ornament for everything.
No, keep listening to them.
Well, right now I just did food. You like...
That's all that matters.
You like tennis? There's tennis. You like ramen? There's ramen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back to food. We're back to food.
Okay. But you buy an ornament for your significant other that reminded you of something really fun that you did that year, and then write like a letter or a card of why that ornament reminds you of said
thing. I love that.
It's simple. It's not free, but it's simple.
No, but ornaments aren't necessary. Well, it depends on where you go. Pier 1 used to have like the most expensive ornament. Yes. Remember Pier 1? Yes. I loved Pier 1. Mm-hmm. But that's a doable, almost free, but almost not free.
You can get ornaments.
Cute tradition.
At Target for like $5. So I always get ornaments for my kids every year because I want them to have ornaments for when they.
No, because that's what our mom did for us. So Carly's doing it.
Well,
for
I learned
her
it
kid.
From watching her. So that's what I do. But I also like picking out ornaments that I know they'll love. Like I said, sushi, because Lewis loves sushi. So last year I got him that. I don't think they had ornaments like that growing up for us. Like funky stuff like that.
I think it was the basics. Yeah. So we would get like a lot of. So the way that Carmela does it is that when you move out, you basically take all your ornaments she's ever given.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially.
You have a whole tree
like
full.
If you're 25 and you're moving out, you have 25 ornaments because mm-hmm. she gave us one every Christmas. And then you have, that's the start of your tree and or maybe that's all your tree is. So it's a lot, but it's all Christmas because that's all yeah. it was uh-huh. for us. And then it started to branch out. She would try to do it. There's one that's like 70 pounds. I don't even put it on the tree. It's the Mexican hat dance guy with a trumpet or something. It was very weird, but it's so expensive.
It was very weird.
It's so heavy. You can't put it on the tree. So I think that's a great one. I went to Kohl's recently and they have, some of them are funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love these. I have no reason to buy this, but maybe I do. So that's
yeah.
what I do.
You just think of one fun thing. Like
Pedro, we're doing this.
Yeah. It's simple and it's easy and it means a lot. And I think that's what I'm all about this year. The more simple, less craziness, because they don't remember. I don't remember, but I do remember baking cookies. And I do remember going in the car and looking at Christmas lights. And I do remember all that
you
stuff.
You remember baking cookies?
I remember watching you guys bake cookies and really enjoying the process you guys were going through.
She remembers unwrapping the Entenmann's and putting them on plates.
But it's the experience. I love sitting, drinking my red wine, watching the kids have fun, watching Victoria do all the work. And for like 3 hours, I just sit there and do nothing.
You go, that you're doing really well. Try and maybe use a different color.
And then Victoria's going, oh, God. Oh, wait.
Don't put your hand
there. Don't do that. Did you sneeze? Oh, God.
Don't eat those cookies.
So, yeah, but those are the things that they remember.
I'm the worst. I really am the worst.
So that's all I have. But
those are your free, but not free at all. Like, you should have some money to be able to do these things.
I turned 40, but I'm still a liar. I mean, that's not going to change.
I just wish you weren't a liar.
I just wish you weren't a liar. We did a lot of good songs today.
Yeah. We did.
And if you're feeling feisty, look in the mirror, pick your favorite song, do it as a monologue. That could be a Oh, wait. I forgot this. I was going to bring this up.
Okay.
One of the free, but not really because you have to pay for the wine, traditions. Andrew just decided we're doing this.
Okay.
I don't know where he got this idea. Mini date nights in each room. Take your significant other on a date.
Stop saying significant other. You've said it so many times. It has no meaning and it's weird. And stop saying it.
Take your boo thing.
That much better.
To
Jesus.
A different room in your house.
And do nighttime presents. We get where you're going. You guys are gross.
No, you're not going to know where I'm going with this.
Just kidding.
Get a bottle of wine. You're ruining my new tradition.
Okay, okay, okay.
Andrew wants to take me on a date in each one of our... Now I'm rethinking this.
Reach one of your bedrooms? Okay.
And talk through like design ideas and things you want to do to it and make it better or get rid of.
This is the most expensive one you've had so far. And you forgot it. This one couldn't cost more money if it tried.
Because this isn't a Christmas tradition. This is just... a tradition you should start, and every year you just change your whole house.
Unbelievable.
No, but I thought it was a really good idea because you're always saying like, oh, I want to do this to the house or I want to do this. Just take little mini. He said, I want to go on mini dates with you in the house. We'll take a bottle of wine. We'll talk about what we want to do.
Damn, you guys really don't want to go out. You really don't want to take time to go out away from the children. This is just amazing.
No, the kids cannot be in the room because of the nighttime presents.
Insert disgust here.
I haven't named that new tradition that we're going to start because Andrew just told me about it yesterday and I just haven't had the time. I need a little time. But go in a room, redesign it, and
in your mind, and then never do it. That's the only way it's going to be free. And it's not a bad idea. It's a fun way to just reimagine life and then not follow through.
Talk about things that you don't have and that you want. Merry Christmas. I don't know how to end
it. It's not the worst idea you've ever had on this podcast, which is saying a lot. I like the idea he's thinking of. But that's going to get pricey. It really is going to get pricey.
Well, he's a
But I like the idea.
Yeah, he's like, he wants to get his computer and he likes to do his program of like redesigning rooms.
Is he in the mob? Like, where is he getting all this money to do all these things?
I honest to God think he's on OnlyFans or, you know, he sells his body. I don't know.
Are they not the same thing? We're not sure.
I don't know. I've never really been on OnlyFans, so I don't know. I need a tissue.
It's selling something. Nighttime presents. He sells nighttime presents with his presents on OnlyFans.
Happy birthday to me.
And every date for the rest of your life. I do like that. I thought you were going more towards what I did on my 26th birthday where I did Cranium, the game Cranium.
Yeah.
Where there's like four or five categories and every room, I was living in a Best Western doing a show.
I wasn't invited to this one.
And every room was a different category. So like it was the green cards, which was like action. And so you went in there, whoever's room that was, did a green drink, decorated, wore green. And then we played the game. Like we did the green cards.
That's so fun.
And then the next one was yellow and then blue. And I'm, you know, I haven't played Cranium in a long time, but it was my 26th and I don't remember a lot of things, but I will never forget that. It was so much fun. So if you take that, you can make, let's make this free.
Okay.
Sure. Do it at Christmas time because the kids are off from school. If you have kids and there just tends to be more time to do things. So take the rooms in your house during the day.
Uh-huh.
And you could take one game and do it that way. Or maybe each room is a different game.
Yeah, that's – I love that. Each room is a different game.
And like fully, you know, decorate.
Yeah.
Not, that's not free. But
just make them clean their room for it. I like that idea. So we have some place to sit.
True. But yeah, that could be a fun thing. And whoever wins, that's the next room you go to.
I really like that idea. We're going to do that. I'm going to let my kids stay home like three different times this December.
They're going to be the dumbest adults. But you know what? They're going to have lived.
Life lessons, people. It's all about the life lessons.
Yeah.
She didn't get a lot of days off from school. Carmella made her go. Me? I was in New York at least once a month.
Oh, my God. My mom would come in and be like, you don't feel well. We're going to go shopping. Yeah. And this was in high school. And I remember I had just transferred and we did a different system of school in public school versus Catholic school. And I was like, no, I can't. No, I feel fine. I can't not go to school. I cannot miss. I'm going to be – I have a test. I have this. I have that. She'd be like, aw. I was like, I have to go to school.
Our mom used to want us and beg us to stay home from school. And me, I took it every time. Maybe that's why I turned out so well. I was like, yes, I do feel warm. I think TJ Maxx will fix this. Strawbridges, maybe.
Strawbridges. Value City. We loved Value City.
A little Sears, if you will.
Mm. Yeah. Value, good times.
Value City. Kitty City.
Ooh. Yeah. Things are just getting more expensive. So either way, Christmas is expensive. Figure it out.
We tried.
But I don't think you tried that hard, Carly. I really don't. From the start, you were like, this isn't free. I do like trying a new tradition. And if you can take whatever a new tradition is, so take any of these, which a lot of them require to purchase something, just give something away. Donate something.
Yeah.
Whether it's food. Donate food. Definitely donate food right now in any capacity, in any way that you can contribute to a shelter, to City Team is where we do CFIT's Christmas donations, but they also do Thanksgiving meals. Like, mm-hmm. we're talking about Christmas, but Thanksgiving still has to happen. So just start giving. Whatever it is, whatever you can give, start. Just start doing it.
Yeah, I agree. And that is our theme for this year. A lot less of the big gifts, and like, let's do some... I got to get my motto together.
This is going really well. Let's give her a minute. Okay. Let's give her a minute.
Out with the old, in with the new. Doesn't really apply for this.
I'm sorry.
Just
what?
I think I'm just tired of all. Of course, everyone's tired of the plastic toys and the dinosaurs and all that stuff that they never play with past a week after Christmas.
Right.
So I'm trying to minimize that and maximize the experiences, because clearly, after speaking with my kids, that's what they remember. So if I took nothing from that, it's do more of that, less of the stuff.
That's a better motto than what you just said. Just want to put that out there.
Listen, I turned 40, but that's going to be my motto for the year. I turned 40, but...
God damn it. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
What are the next words?
Will it be yes or will it be sorry, you know?
Do it. I'm going to need video proof that you guys did this as a monologue.
Doot, 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 doot. Doot, 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 doot,
doot. Or you could do it in Christmas style. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Why are you angry? Why are you always angry? Oh my gosh, you just see her light.
Santa Claus is coming to town? What's the next word?
You are a Broadway actor. There is no realism. This is drama all the way.
We're like, jingle bells. Jingle bells.
We've never been good with happy. We're really good with the sorrow.
Jingle all the way?
We're very confused too.
I could do this all day.
Could you?
End this, please. Please, you know I can't.
Chicken of China.
The Chinese chicken.
Okay, yeah, so if you are into Christmas already, this is a great one for you. If not, we hope you turned it off a while ago.
Well, also, just think ahead. This is a planning.
This is a planning. This is a planning. I'm a Mario.
It's a Mario.
It's a Mario.
Passatino. A passatina, Mario.
We hope you always remember your fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
And always.
Hey.
Wait, I got out of it. Now we're stuck. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, bye. Okay.
'For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.